Let's head on down to the clubhouse as we get to know the San Diego Padres with today's Player Profile on the Padres Radio Network.
Brain Sprinter here for another Player Profile. I'm joined by Joey Lucchese, starting pitcher for the San Diego Padres. Joey, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for having me.
So for these player profiles, we get to know you as the individual. So you grew up in Newark, California. How was it like as a kid growing up in Newark?
Grew up in Newark. I loved it. All the kids were the same age as me growing up, like neighbors and whatnot. So we always played wiffle ball, baseball, that with my little brother too. Loved growing up. Great place.
Grew up playing wiffle ball. I was going to ask you, my next question was going to be, favorite thing to do in the summer as a kid. Was it playing wiffle ball, or did you do some other stuff?
Yeah, we played wiffle ball, football. Me and my brother were always outside. We loved swimming. We had a pool, like a little one, but we loved swimming. We loved going outside, doing outdoor activities. And when we weren't doing that, we were playing Little League baseball. Yeah.
What's your first baseball memory growing up?
I remember my first home run in Little League ball. I crushed it, dude. And then my dad just stared at me, and we locked eyes, not in a weird way, but just like, you did it, son. Like, that was a cool moment. And, like, I crushed this ball, dude. And then I remember my first really good game in minor league ball. I was like 12. I was like striking everyone out, and I was like, yeah, it was like the coolest ever. I was on the Cardinals when I was little.
At what point did you think about maybe I got a future in playing professional baseball?
My senior year of high school, I would say, in the beginning of my college career, I was like, all right, I think I got something here. Like, I can do this. Yeah.
Grew up in California, ended up at Southeast Missouri State. How was, a lot of kids that leave California and go to a different part of the country have a weird adjustment period. How was it for you adjusting to, a different place?
It was a little culture change, a little bit. Environment was really beautiful. A lot of green out there. I had a really cool roommate named Scott Mitchell, one of my best friends. He was actually from California too. We both went over there. I lived in my second year. First year I lived with like three other teammates, but basically experienced snow, rain, all that you don't experience here in San Diego. But I enjoyed it. People were really nice. I felt like it was like another home for me. I'm really close with all the people like who coached me and who was on my team there. I enjoyed it. I thought it was going to be weird going there, but it ended up being great. Like, cool.
Let's talk about your nickname, Joey Fuego. It's your social media handles. How did you get that nickname? Who gave it to you, and how did it come about?
My friend / teammate in college, Ryan Rippey, wanted me to make a Twitter handle. And my Twitter name, we're trying to think of it on the bus ride to our next game. And then we were like, oh, Joey Fuego, that sounds pretty cool. And then that was my name, and then my coaches started calling me it. And I was like, wow, my coaches are calling me it. That must stick then, because usually your coaches don't call you by your nickname, they just call you by your last name or your first name. And I guess they liked it, and it just stuck. Everyone just stopped calling me Joey and started calling me Joey Fuego.
That's a cool nickname. A lot of people in San Diego definitely call you by Joey Fuego and know you at Joey Fuego as well. I do have to ask, though. So your roommate's with Eric Lauer. You've been roommates with him long enough, because I looked at your Twitter, and you seem to be a Warriors fan.
Yeah,
big Warriors guy?
Yeah.
So he is from Ohio, and he likes the Cavaliers. How was the last couple seasons in the finals where you got Warriors and Cavs going at it? Did you guys have this like nice little rivalry a little bit going on?
Yeah, when the Cavs were good, yeah. Yeah. He'd always talk trash to me. I'd talk trash to him back. Oh, it's all healthy. It's good. It's all good. But, we used to get into it.
You might have the upper laugh at this point, the Warriors are doing. Last thing I'll go give you right here is, when you're not playing baseball, what is the thing you do most?
I love hanging out with my teammates, like after games, just talking about life. I like when my friends come out to see me. I like always go out to eat. I like eating at new places. I'm big restaurant guy. I like trying new places out to eat. I mean, I'm so busy, so it's just like I wish I could do stuff during the day, but I'm here at work, which isn't that bad because I love my job. But
I'm big into food too. So what is what's your spot out here? Where do you go to? What you go to?
Little Italy, like literally anywhere in Little Italy, STK House, Steakhouse. Damn, there's this other steakhouse. I forgot the name of it. It's really good. I heard about a new sushi spot. I'm gonna from Austin Hedges. I need to try.
Joy, enough talking about food and talking baseball. Thanks for joining me today. It was a good interview.
Thanks, Ben. Thanks for talking to me.
That was an inside look at one of your favorite Padres with today's player profile on the Padres Radio Network.